Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSFradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Welcome, welcome everyone to Slumber Party. We are here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. It was actually not too cold out, since I feel like we always get to talk about the weather.
A little balmy.
Because I came to school without a jacket, and it was nice. So nice.
Crazy. So
hopefully you all out there enjoying that. I mean, have enjoyed that today.
And we are going to dedicate this episode to our fellow CJSFer, Min, if you're listening out there.
Min!
This is for you.
Min, okay. So there's this guy at the station, Min, we're all friends with. Min, he's always here. He's just always here, and it's great. Honestly, feels like a little home, even, that he's just here.
He's like the keeper of the station.
Yeah, the keeper. And we just found out today, he was, right as he was walking at the door, he says he's leaving to Vietnam for 7 months.
Actually, he doesn't even tell us.
No, he doesn't even tell us. We hear from someone else as he's walking out the door, and he's like, yeah, bye. So, I mean,
heartbroken.
We didn't give our proper goodbyes. So this is our proper goodbye to Min. Enjoy your co-op in Vietnam. Sorry, we didn't get you a gift or anything because we didn't know you were going to Vietnam. But anyways, this is a little tribute for this.
Yeah, for sure. And this song is for you, Min. It's called HWA and it's by Mabeen, Sabine Salam, and SHLTFI.
Why did you pick this one?
For him. I think he would really enjoy the music video of it. You know, they're just walking around Cairo. It's really awesome. She's a Palestinian Egyptian artist. And, you know, I think it would speak to him. So, yeah.
Hope you enjoy. And for you too, Min.
هل تستمتع من أصواتي أم تستنفع من أوصاتي لو تستمع كلام براتي وانت مش شاري يا محوراتي هل المحتوى ما بقاش مهم والمستوى ما بقاش يلم غير أشكال دوا في الأصل سم هنقدم هوا والناس تجن وتزيد عينين نساء العرب جم من يومين بدل منصة منصتين بدل فرحة واحدة دي فرحتين بس إيه في إيدين ده بنوتين قالوا كلمتين فنزلت دموع من حرف غين بقى حرف عين ابنه لنا المسرح مستقل هناك في الدرة وتحت الدل هل دفن أم نحتيش اللي مش بتحل لما تحل بعد احتفال طول ساعتين بقوم واشكر كل الحاضرين رسالة خاصة للداعمين عايزين منصة للطرفين يا طرفين الصوت العربي المتين ايد لحالها ما تسقفش على حدود المحتلين بعيون مقفولة صحيين برجلين مكسورة ماشيين عارفين طريقنا ولو سدين ده شارع بيتنا واحنا حافظين نقبل اسلاف عندي اليقين بحل كل مشاكل هالسين فيه ويصلح البلد عريحة الكاش نصهم دايخين ومش جايبين العدد وجودنا مناطر سبب حيطانكم من هدة على المسرح من بتة بتجادلوا من ردة بتتاجروا بحقوقنا من زتة من جيبة بإيدنا على فكرة وهي السلة توصل لبنان مصر دعسي ببرشلونة عندي ببرلين قصر من قلوب الناس مش صخر رفريت بس يضرب ضجر لكسو بيطلع على عجل أنا عجل رايح على الدبح رقص جيل
كنا من المدح قصف نزل عليكم تقصيف لزوع الايد الخان افرصنا ومش لحظة حداد لقصصنا تعبنا يولد شو ناقصنا والاتنين ما بتطلعوا قد نصنا الاتنين ما بتطلعوا قد نصنا والاتنين ما بتطلع هي اول تلة تساية فيكم تشلوا مش ناوية شايفيتكم حدنا سكاية وحجن بس تسمع شو جاي حجن 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 ولزيت الخير عن وين بدل واحد اثنين مش فتع بيت العين فتحنا الهوى خطين اي فتحنا الهوى خطين لزيت الخير عن وين بدل واحد اثنين مش فتع بيت العين فتحنا الهوى خطين
بعيني مقفلة صحين
صحين صحين صحين
رجلين مكسورة ماشيين
ماشيين ماشيين
عارفين طريقنا ولو سكين ده شارع بيتنا واحنا حافظين وقبل الاسف عندي اليقين بعين مقفولة صحيين برجلين مكسورة ماشيين
ماشيين ماشيين ماشيين
عارفين طريقنا ولو سدين ده شارع بيتنا واحنا حافظين ومن الأزلاف عندي اليقين
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Straight Drop by Cootie Catcher. And right before that was Protector by Salt from their new album, Chapter 1. And yes, before that was HWA by Mabin Sabine Salam and SHLTF. And coming up next is a song called Wrong Again by Jack J. And this is not a female artist. However, he is from Vancouver, and he recently opened for Men I Trust's concert in Vancouver.
Ooh.
My sister saw him, and she said he was better than Men I Trust.
So, Whoa, okay.
Yeah,
bold
as
statement.
As a performance. And she told me the song was really good, so I took a listen to it, and it is really, really good.
I didn't know Men I Trust came back, actually. I did see them 2 years ago, and honestly, I do slightly agree with your sister because she's
didn't
not
even see him perform.
I mean, I didn't see him perform, but I saw them perform, and it was like after every set, it was like she was like, "Thank you," but then she wouldn't say anything else, and then it would be the next song, and then she'd be like, "Thank you," and there'd be no crowd, you know, rallying or interaction. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't think English is her first language as well. She's very French, or she's from Quebec.
Yeah,
so, but I don't
still
think that's a barrier that is really
doubtful.
Is really there. So, anyways, she was great though. Men I Trust, love Men I Trust. But
yeah, we love Men I Trust. This was just, you know, maybe a one-off, two-off thing.
Yeah. So let's hear this, Jack.
So yeah, here
let's
it
hear
is,
Jack,
Jack J. Wrong Again.
I found it all consuming. waiting for. I'm
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The song that you just heard was Second Sight by Bloom Effect, and before that was Wrong Again by Jack J. So, we are going to get into the talking today, right now.
Self schemas,
yes. It's more of a psychology topic. I have been back in all of my psychology courses this semester. I'm taking three of them, so I'm pretty immersed right now. But yeah, the topic is going to be self schemas and perception biases. And I think this also started because I had a recent realization / experience of a perception bias that I have. And for those of you who don't know, perception bias are personal beliefs, stereotypes, and expectations that influence how people interpret situations. So, I mean, it's a pretty broad definition, but I'll give an example. And it's a slightly depressing example. I wrote this last night or like a few nights ago. So, anyways, I used to think...
It's always the night thoughts.
Yeah, I used to think that happiness or hope is, you know, an illusion, because you don't actually know everything in that moment that you feel really happy, and the knowledge that you have afterwards will have ruined that happiness. So that's a pretty dismal way to look at life, for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of controls a lot of your life there.
Yeah, and I kind of was like, yeah, being disappointed is inevitable. Like, the happiness is just the points in between different... It's like the peaks between the valleys of disappointment, basically. Mm. But then, for some reason, I don't know if it's my frontal lobe developing or not, but I realized maybe disappointment is not the default state, and life is always in fluctuation anyways, and maybe disappointment could be an illusion and the normal state is happiness. Because, I mean, if I'm looking at it one way, why can I not, like, flip it and look at it the other way? Because there's not really too much evidence or basis for why I believe that. It was more just, like, being biased to seeing happiness as a very temporary... I mean, happiness is temporary, but seeing it as fleeting and not even real or like based in reality. But disappointment isn't fully based in reality either. Like, you don't... there's a lot of knowledge you don't know that could make you happy in the future. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I think the gears in my brain are trying to churn for that last part. But maybe the bad things that you think happen now that are good in the future is what you're saying.
Kind of. It's like you can be disappointed, but then... you can be disappointed about one thing, but you never know in the future how that will like take form and change.
Mm.
And it could even be like a source of happiness in the future, even if you're disappointed now. And I used to think it was more the other way around, like whatever's making you happy will eventually make you disappointed.
Mm.
Anyway, so that's an example. And now we're going to get into more of the self-schema side of things, which is still to do with perception biases, but it's more about the cognitive structures that are built from beliefs about ourselves. And these influence behavior, relationship experiences, expectations. So they can be negative and maladaptive, which, you know, normally go kind of hand in hand, or positive and more empowering. They're often not even accurate or reflective of objective reality. But then again, what is objective reality? But they still influence the processing of incoming stimuli. And I think some people think that all of the information that we receive or whatever stimuli we are perceiving is fully neutral, and like the way that we interpret it can be negative or positive, which is an interesting thought. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But anyway, so examples of a self-schema could be, oh, I'm shy and I don't connect well with people. And like that is a narrative that you're constantly telling yourself and seeing, you know, it being confirmed. Or everyone loves me, and that, you know, that's not a bad self schema to have, perhaps.
Everyone loves me. Yeah, I mean, on the edge of narcissism, but you know,
manifestation, maybe.
Yeah, a little. Might as well.
Yeah, and then I was just thinking we could share some examples of our own personal self schemas.
Mm, okay,
but well, we don't.
You don't want to get into it? I can start.
Yeah,
I can do
yeah,
a little bit.
You can start.
I mean, for me, when I saw this straight off the bat, imposter syndrome was the obvious, I guess, self-schema that I could see in myself, because it's very common, first of all, like right now, especially as, you know, in the 20s, everyone doesn't know what they're doing. Everyone is trying to compete with each other and not know whatever they're doing. And I feel like for myself, like this is something that has definitely impacted my life as a student, because I'm always comparing myself to the curve in grading or how other students are doing things. Even when I got my co-op position, I was like, I do not fit in with all the other co-op students who have got this job before. Like, there, none of these guys were like me. How the heck did I get this job, kind of thing? And, you know, it's trying to get through this belief. It's like, you know, you were chosen, you were picked to do this thing, or you deserve this grade because you worked hard, kind of thing. And I guess that's just something that we all have to deal with and we'll learn more growing up. It's hard just to be like, oh, just be confident, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then another one, which I feel like is more of a positive self-schema, is that I don't know what I'm trying to get at this, but I feel like I am good at spotting patterns and pattern recognition. So I'd say that I'm pretty good at finding aesthetics or things that are, you know, similar looks or visual appeal is what I guess.